Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The Nonprofit Clash. I have been involved in church ministry in one form or another for most of my life. Even when I was involved in the business world, I frequently helped nonprofit organizations, offering my time, finances, and wisdom. To this day, I remain a huge supporter of what our front lines nonprofit organizations are doing, especially our local churches. However, there is often a fundamental disconnect between the board of these ministries and the director or pastor. This disconnect can easily escalate into a full-blown clash. Believe me, I've seen it firsthand when I've been called in as a consultant if this issue isn't quickly addressed. The main issue is the mindset of measuring success by quality or by quantity. Both have their place, but oftentimes board members are thinking primarily in terms of quantity, while the director or pastor is thinking primarily in terms of quality. Here's how I addressed this topic when I taught a group of ministry interns. Take a listen.
Both of them have their place, but we got to be very careful, again, about making non-biblical standards, making them biblical, because then we can end up with an unbiblical response. So here's what ends up happening. Okay? And here's where kind of the clash comes sometimes. Is that, now I would guess, do you know the people that are on the church board here? Okay. Are most of them involved in the business world outside of church?
It's trending away from that, but still, yes.
Okay. So now that is the case not only for most churches, but most nonprofit organizations as well. So now, if I am a business person, which of these two am I primarily concerned with as far as the success of my organization?
Finding.
Yeah. Right? Because I want to make a financial profit. Now, I'm probably going to do that by having a quality product or quality service, but I'm always saying, well, I want the quality because it's going to bring me quantity. I'm going to have a really good service because I'm going to make some money. Now, here's where the clash then sometimes comes in, is that if you have a pastor or you have the director of a nonprofit, say it's a crisis pregnancy center, and they're wanting to have a really good quality, we're going to raise up disciples of Jesus, or we're going to help some moms that are really struggling with their children, or they're struggling with, how do I even get through this pregnancy? I have nobody supporting me. So I'm really concerned about the quality. But you have a board that their mindset every day when they're at work, they're thinking about quantity. Can you see where a clash starts to set up? Because then the board is saying to the pastor or to that director, how come there's not more? What's your plan for more? And so we keep on pounding this into the minds of the pastors or those directors that are saying, I got to have more, I got to have more.
In my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, I have a chapter called Don't Try to Grow Your Ministry, in which I note, this is a common disconnect in nonprofit organizations and churches. Many of the boards of these organizations are wonderful, godly people who fully believe in the mission of the organization. These board members are often successful business people who have both wisdom and wealth to contribute to the organization. But here's the problem. The way we define success in a for-profit organization isn't the same way we define success in a nonprofit organization. And often, the way we define success in any of our ministries doesn't line up with the Bible's definition. For both pastors of churches and directors of nonprofit organizations, and for their respective board members, I would recommend using Shepherd Leadership as a discussion starter to address this potentially ministry-derailing topic. Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, is available in print or ebook and in audiobook through either Audible or Apple. I've shared links in the show notes. If I can help as a consultant in your church or nonprofit, please get in touch with me.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out CraigTOwens.com.